This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I am sitting here with Claire Kramer. You might know her as Courtney from Bring It On, or more specifically, the Geeks Out, Glory from Buffy. Claire, how you doing?
I am doing so well, thank you.
So I know how you're enjoying the Melbourne weather right now. It's cold and miserable outside. It's not what Australia's known for.
I mean, come on. I came from Los Angeles. I expected sunny weather here, but it actually feels really good. It's nice and cool, and it was, in a way, very refreshing.
Well, I know. I'm really glad we didn't disappoint. You're most well-known among our fan base, probably, for playing Glory on Buffy in season 5. I don't know. I kind of thought it should have stopped there, because how do you top fighting a goddess, honestly?
I mean, you know, it's interesting. The show, it was, the season 5 was the culmination of what could have been the show. You're right. They didn't know the show was going to move to a different network for season 6 and 7, and it was essentially canceled off of WB. So in a way, it really was the true wrap up, you know. And then, of course, once it got picked up by a new network, they resurrected Buffy. But a lot of people do agree with you that sort of was the true culmination of the show and the characters.
Absolutely. And then it had the comic book after season 8, and, you know, there was all of that. How did you fall into the Buffyverse?
Well, I mean, as you do, when Joss comes calling, you come answering. I auditioned, and it was not long after I had finished Bring It On. And I remember calling Eliza Dushku, who played Faith, and being like, I'm auditioning for the show that you were on, Buffy. And she's like, yeah, you should go ahead and try to get that role, which was great advice. And of course, it has been the gift that keeps on giving. I always say, like, being a part of that show was like winning the lottery.
And you've done a fair bit of stuff with Eliza Dushku, like, you know, not only Bring It On and Buffy, you did True Calling after that. And has there been other projects? Like, is that a really strong friendship you've got there?
Definitely. We're really good friends. I did do an episode of True Calling. We haven't worked since then on camera, but we've done a lot of appearances together and things like that. I love Eliza. And it's funny. We literally have grown up in this business together. You know, I mean, I've known her so long, you know, back since 1999 when we were filming Bring It On, 1999. So she's a dear friend, and, you know, we're really part of each other's family now.
And like you said, you know, you've kind of grown up together. Like, you know, you've been really part of this, you know, the geek and convention world as well. You also produced a website, Geek Nation, and you had a series on there, Take 5, with Claire Kramer. Tell us a bit more about that.
Well, Geek Nation was and is an entertainment website and an entertainment brand, and it was born out of my love for all things geek and film and television. There's a reason I'm in this business. I absolutely love to watch film and television. I'm entertained by all the same types of material that people who come to conventions love, you know, genre, horror, Marvel, DC, comics, all that. And Geek Nation was just a reflection of that. And so Take 5 was a little interview show I had on there. And I think it sort of opened the door for what I'm doing now, which is hosting, you know, events like Oz Comic Con.
Yeah, I know, because you've had a lot of great opportunities to talk to folks when traveling around and doing the circuit. Another thing I found out that you were doing, and I found out just this morning, is that you are part of a web series called Star Trek Continues.
Yes, this is true. I did episode 7. Vic is a good friend of mine, and he called. It's actually a funny story. He called, and he's like, I have a role for you that would be perfect. And, you know, Star Trek Continues is very canon. Like, it is very, like, the original series Star Trek. Vic plays Captain Kirk and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, who is this character? He said, it's a great character. It's, you know, her name's Garrett, and she's going up for captain. And I'm like, oh, Vic, I would love to do it. I'm so excited. He's like, there's only one problem. I've already offered the role to Alex Kingston.
Oh, God.
So it's only you as a backup. And I'm like, really? All right. Well, I guess I'm okay with, you know, being Alex Kingston's backup. So it turns out Alex was unavailable and I got to do the role and I had a great time filming. And it's funny. It's another little project that you kind of think, oh, well, I'm just going to do this. And then so many people have enjoyed it and are aware of it. It's great.
Yeah. Were you a Trekkie going into this?
Yes. I love the Star Trek universe. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, always with any multi-tiered franchise, there's a lot of controversy, you know, the new Trek films versus the old Trek films and Discovery versus, you know, the old series and all that. But I love the philosophy of Gene Roddenberry. So yes, I'm definitely a Trekkie.
Now I am going to ask you the controversial Star Trek question.
Okay.
Who is your favorite captain?
Oh, well, I mean, it always goes to, I mean, some part of me wants to say Janeway just because, you know, for obvious reasons, you know, she was a very strong female character.
And chicks rock, so.
Yeah, exactly. I think that Picard, though, had probably some of the best episodes. I don't know, in the Trekverse. I don't know. Who do you think? Who's your favorite captain?
Well, I was going to say Picard is the correct answer. So,
yes.
So you've won geek points today.
Okay, good.
What have been... I know, like, were you a geek before falling into doing geek works? Like, you know, what were your fandoms before doing Buffy?
Well, it's funny. I don't know if I was a geek in the sense of, like... I mean, it's pretty young when I started Buffy. Yes, I was... I've always been obsessed with film and television, like I said. But growing up, we watched more... It's sort of... There wasn't the same sort of geek material available to us on television. So it was more mainstream. And you kind of got your geek on through literature, in a way. You know? So I read a lot growing up. But...
literature geek is a legit thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I had more time to read nowadays, you know? But... I absolutely love reading. And I have always... this is how geeky I was, if you really want to know the truth. This is the true form of geek. I started to...
We're getting it here, folks. This is the real deal.
Now you're really delving down into my, you know, past. But I started the recycling club in high school, and I was also on the chess team. So that's kind of my origin story of geekdom.
See, I was that kind of geek, whereas if I knew you in high school, I would be like, oh my God, you're so cool. You're so motivated. That's just...
Yeah, I was super motivated.
So, I suppose, like, you know, coming up to my last question, what do you have on going forward?
Okay, I just finished a movie like 2 weeks ago. It's for a network in the United States called Lifetime, which is kind of a popular women's network. And they're kind of known for their kitschy little horror movies. So this one was called Cradle Robber. But I'm not the cradle robber. My daughter starts dating an older gentleman who, it turns out, had attacked me in college, and I had put him in a mental hospital. And see, now I'm spoiling the whole plot for you, but I had put him in a mental hospital, and then he's exacting his revenge on me by dating my young daughter. So then I end up having to save the day. So I literally just finished filming like 2 weeks ago. It'll be out in a few months.
That sounds delightfully kitsch.
Yes.
And I'm going to want to watch that just with some popcorn with my girlfriend. That's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. You should. I hope you have, popcorn. And, you know, if you're feeling like a few adult beverages, that would probably make it all the better.
I know. What would the rules be if there was a drinking game about it?
We already figured this out. My daughter's name is Tessa. And every time I say, Tessa, 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 you have to have a sip. And you're going to get really, you know, inebriated.
So you're going to be here all Comic-Con weekend. You've got, are you on any panels this weekend?
Yes, I'm running all the main stage panels. So you can come see me in action there. And then I'll be limited time for autographs and photos, just I think an hour a day or something.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for joining us on Geeks Out. It was really amazing talking to you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.